in honoring God with your giving. And may God bless you till we meet again. Please welcome our worship team one more time.
Expecting God's miracles in your life, because remember, He's a God of great possibility. And we pray that you have a great day and a great week in Jesus' name.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Grateful for the victories we won.
Take it up, Libby, all mine. It's receiving time. It's receiving time. It is time to receive of the Lord. In the book of Exodus, you will find that they were in the desert, the children of Israel, God's people, and Moses asked an offering so that they could do. I wanted to show you that. We wanted you to see that because we want lights. We want you to know how important it is to give to God. Let's not give God sloppy seconds. Let's not give God something that we don't even want. We eat the best part of the apple and then we give God the call. God says, I've given you the apple. Give me the best part of the apple. And watch this, the rest of the apple you can have. And not only will you have that apple, God will give you more apples. God will give you more fruit. And here's what it means by more fruit. More fruit is everything that you in need of. More fruit is everything that your heart I'm talking about things that your heart desires. I want to tell you this. I want to add something to that. I want you to know that your quality of life is measured and tested by your giving. If your quality of life is low, then bring your giving up. And God will show you how it affects your quality of life. Now, you don't need anybody to insult you in telling you as far as your giving. Bring your tithe and your offerings right now. Come on, brothers. Come on.
Brothers, sisters in Christ, this is our pastor's aid offering container. Please help support our pastor's aid. God bless you.
Come now, let's bring our tithe and our offerings. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Don't worry about the church. I want you to think about your quality of life. I want you to think about tithing for you. Let's bring our tithe and our offerings.
God, thank you for your grace, your mercy, and your strength. Bless now, God's offering has been received, O God. Bless those who gave and had not to give, God. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
There is a preacher in the house. Y'all come on with me now. Y'all know how we do, men of God. There is a preacher in the house. Come on, Reverend.
Amen, amen, and amen. Wow. I counted them again, preacher. I counted them when I was here for a funeral. They had 5 in the choir. They had 9 today. I thought they had 25 up there.
That's it, brother.
Oh, they can sing. Y'all can sing. You don't need no more. Don't bring no more up there. You got enough. Oh, my God, my God. Man, you could turn this. We're going to turn this wood side upside down.
Yes, sir.
Oh my God, y'all, this is, I love some good singing, and that young man back there on the drums, I remember you. When I was playing, he was learning how to play. I can't touch you now, I can't do that no more. But God is still God. God is so good, and I don't know how you feel about it, but I've had enough of rain and clouds, and I want to enjoy the sunshine that's shining out there. Sometimes in your life, you're going to be inundated with some clouds in your life, and you just ask God to give you just a blink of sunshine, and whatever God gives you, you want to take that, you want to just grab a hold to it and close your eyes sometimes and remember the good time. The songwriter said, I've had some good days.
Mama.
And I've had some hills to climb, but the one thing he made it plain and said, but when I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad. So instead of me complaining, I just won't complain. Because no matter what you go on, and the song that you're singing, I put all in his hand, this and that, and I put it in his hand. So whatever we're dealing with today, we have a God that's big enough that can handle our problems. Amen?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You ought to give God some praise for that one. I got enough of you old heads here to know that you ain't always had air conditioning in your house. I know I got enough of y'all in here. Some of y'all ain't, y'all not too far from eating pigtails and pig feet. Y'all ain't too far from that.
Reverend.
And I know y'all need some neck bones and ham hock. Yeah, y'all know. Y'all from the wood side down here. Y'all know what it means. So before you try to get too far above God, thank God what he brought you from to where you are today. I'm going to go ahead. I know he asked me to come and preach. This is Communion Sunday. And I thought not to even get up here because he preached a sermon way before I even got up here in the doing the communion. But if you don't mind, would you turn with me to the book of St. John, chapter number 19? And I can't go without saying hello to my classmate over there, Shavonda. How you doing? Class of 86, we still in the mix. Amen. Amen. John 19, verse number 30, since this is your communion Sunday. John 19, verse 30, reading from NIV, it reads, when he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Now, it was the day of preparation. The next day was to be a special Sabbath because the Jewish leaders did not want the bodies left on the crosses during the Sabbath. They asked Pilate to have the legs broken and the bodies taken down. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first man who had been crucified with Jesus and then those of the other. But they came to Jesus and found that he was already dead. They did not break his legs. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with the spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. You may be seated. As I heard Pastor Turner speak about Calvary, what I had on paper, I just looked at my Bible and I said, wow, my God. Because every